This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Balendra Shah convenes cabinet meeting for this afternoon. Nepal actively engages in the 14th Ministerial Conference of the World Trade Organization in Cameroon. Kapre Palanchok and Sindhupalchok have been placed on high alert due to risk of bird flu outbreak. And U.S. President Donald Trump says he could take the oil in Iran and possibly seize its major fuel hub of Khark Island. Now the news in detail. A cabinet meeting is scheduled to be held today, convened by Prime Minister Balendra Shah. The meeting will take place at 4 p.m. at the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers office in Singhadarbar. The information was shared by Susmit Pokhrel, who is the government spokesperson and also the Minister for Education. Nepal actively participated in the 14th Ministerial Conference of the World Trade Organization held from the 26th to 29th of March in Yaoundé, Cameroon. The meeting brought together trade ministers and officials from all 166 WTO member countries to discuss key issues affecting the global trading system. A five-member Nepali delegation led by Ram Prasad Subedi, who is Nepal's permanent representative to the United Nations and other international organizations in Geneva, represented Nepal. The delegation included senior officials from the Ministry of Industry, Commerce and Supplies and the permanent mission to the World Trade Organization. Nepal took part in sessions including the China Roundtable on WTO accessions, the ministerial meeting of the landlocked developing countries, and the roundtable on least developed countries, priorities, and WTO reform. In interventions, Nepal highlighted that the WTO accession is vital for deeper integration into the global economy and emphasized the need for market access, technology transfer and capacity building as the country prepares to graduate from the LDC status. The delegation also stressed structural challenges faced by landlocked economies, including high transport and transit cost, limited connectivity and low participation in global trade. On the sidelines, Nepal joined the launch of the Enhanced Integrated Framework Phase 3rd, aimed at strengthening productive capacity and export value chains. The conference concluded yesterday after discussions on agriculture, electronic commerce, investment facilitation, fisheries, subsidies, dispute settlement, and institutional reform. Kapre Palanchok and adjoining districts in Sindhupalchok have been placed on high alert due to the risk of bird flu outbreak. Stakeholders have advised that the district administrations in both the district to increase testing and surveillance against the virus outbreak taking toll on domestic fowls, citing that the timely precautionary measures will help minimize the risk of infection. The District Livestock Services Office, Tulikhel, has also decided to remain on much aware to fend off the potential entry of the virus in the district. Cases of bird flu infection have already been reported from some parts in the country. And these two districts are very near the capital, Kathmandu. Likewise, the office decided to increase the surveillance along the border points between the two districts and to conduct regular inspections of poultry farms. Landslide has obstructed the Meji Highway again since this morning. The highway had resumed one way since yesterday night after removing landslide debris. Deputy Superintendent of Police at the District Police Office, Ilam Lakshmi Bhandari, shared that the Meji Highway was completely blocked for traffic after dry landslide recorded this morning. Efforts are underway to resume the traffic, added Bhandari. Dry landslide had taken place at Bakkur of Rong Rural Municipality, Ward No. 4 in Ilam District. The chariot procession of Padmapani Lokeshwar Karunamaya, also known as Janabahadyo, is concluding today, with the chariot ceremonially returned yesterday on the fourth day to Janabahal amid a grand procession. The idol of the Bodhisattva will be taken down from the chariot and reinstalled in the temple today, marking the final day of the 5-day festival, according to the Chariot Management Committee. Priest and former ward chairperson of Kathmandu Metropolitan City Ward No. 25, Nilgaji Shakye, said the festival will formally conclude after the idol is placed back in the temple at Janabahal. The procession begins every year from the Tridhara Parsala in Darbar Marg on Chaitra Sukla Ashtami. The chariot is pulled through areas including Asan, Hanuman Dhoka and Lagan before returning to Janabahal. On the fourth day, the chariot is traditionally circled 3 times around the temple of the deity's mother in Lagan. The deity also revered as Avalokiteshvara, and Setomachindranath will be reinstalled in the temple on the fifth day, that is today, officially concluding the annual festival. The Dandapani Nandakumari Arzyal Memorial National Prize 2082 Bikram Samvat has been conferred on Professor Dr. Jayaraj Acharya. He was honored for his contributions to international relations, foreign affairs and diplomacy, as well as his literary works in Nepali, English and Sanskrit. Former Vice Chancellor of Kathmandu University, Professor Dr. Suresh Raj Sharma, presented the award, which includes a purse of 50,000 rupees and a letter of appreciation at a ceremony held yesterday. The late Dandapani Arjel was a scholar of history, astrology and culture. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. On to an international update now. U.S. President Donald Trump said he could take the oil in Iran and possibly seize its major fuel hub of Kharg Island. His comments come as U.S. officials said troops are preparing for possible ground operations, but Trump added that a peace deal could be reached fairly quickly. Overnight, the U.S. president said the U.S. hit many long-sought-after targets in Iran on Sunday, while Israel says it is carrying out new attacks on Tehran. Earlier, Iran's parliament speaker said forces were waiting for American ground troops so they could rain fire upon them. Meanwhile, the prices of oil have risen to more than $115, and there's another warning that food prices will rise as fertilizer gets harder to export. In the United Kingdom, Prime Minister Keir Starmer is due to meet business leaders in Downing Street to discuss the impact of the war. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country will be generally cloudy, while the Tarai region will be partly cloudy. There is also possibility of moderate rain and snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Balendra Shah convenes cabinet meeting for this afternoon. Nepal actively engages in the 14th ministerial conference of the World Trade Organization, Cameroon. Kapre Palanchuk and Sindhu Palchuk have been placed on high alert due to risk of bird flu outbreak, and U.S. President Donald Trump says he could take oil in Iran and possibly seize its major fuel hub of Kharg Island. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.